Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, January 28th, 2025. In Bar Harbor, the College of the Atlantic is gearing up for their annual 24-hour fundraiser. It's coming up in a few weeks. You may want to dust off your skates and mark your calendar.
Hello, everyone. It's Sean Keeley over here at College of the Atlantic in Bar Harbor, and I'm so excited to share with you all a really important event for the college coming up on February 11th. It will be our 13th annual 24-hour challenge, and our challenge on February 11th is to raise $100,000 from 550 donors in 24 hours. This is a huge, huge lift for the college, but with the support of alums and faculty and staff and really our broader community, we can get there. If we raise $100,000, we get another $100,000 through a challenge grant. And if we hit 550 donors, we earn $50,000 additional in challenge funds. So potentially $250,000 or more. This is a huge, huge part of our budget if we can do it. Scholarships for students is the primary fundraising purpose for this, but these unrestricted dollars will help us just in every way here at COA. So any gift will help. So if you're out there and you value what the college brings to our local community, I hope you might consider chipping in. The day is going to be a lot of fun. So when Monday turns to Tuesday at midnight, we are going to start a fire, a campfire on the front lawn, and it will go for the full 24 hours. We'll be cooking and have hot drinks available throughout the entire day. Our ice skating rink is looking really great. It's in good shape right now, and the weather looks like it's going to continue to be good so people can skate. We have skates on site for you to use if you'd like. We're going to have a wood-fired sauna going, thanks to our friends at Selke Sauna. We've got them on site again this year. Our new president, Sylvia Torti, is going to be fireside for a good bit of the day, and she's really looking forward to continuing to meet folks in the community. So please come on out and say hello to Sylvia. And then I'm working with students on some other fun things throughout the day. They might hold an open mic in the evening. So if you want to learn more about all of this, go to coa.edu/24-hour-challenge. And you can help us out. You can help spread the word. It's going to be a lot of fun. And fingers crossed for not the coldest day of the year. Thank you all so much. Again, coa.edu/24-hour-challenge. Sean Keeley from College of the Atlantic. Take care.
For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Please don't forget to also put your events on the WERU community calendar. Just go to weru.org, click on calendar, and fill out the form. Then your event will appear on our community calendar online, and the community calendar is also read by the music show hosts off and on throughout the day, so your event will likely be mentioned on air at least once or twice. Again, go to weru.org and click on community calendar. If you want to hear one of our public affairs programs locally produced like this one, you can go to our archives while you're there if you've missed anything, and listen whenever it's convenient for you, all here at your community radio station, WERU-FM. Take care, and I'll see you tomorrow.